After 12 days of rain. I couldn't name it, the sweet sadness welling up in me for weeks. So I cleaned, found myself standing in a room with a rag in my hand, the birds calling, time to go, time to go. And like an old woman, near the end of her life, I could hear it. The voice of a man I never loved, who pressed my breasts to his lips and whispered, "My little doves, my white, white lilies." I could almost cry when I remember it. I don't remember when I began to call everyone sweetie, as if they were my daughters, my darlings, my little birds. I've always loved too much, or not enough. Last night, I read a poem about God and almost believed it. God sipping coffee, smoking cherry tobacco. I've arrived at a time in my life when I could believe almost anything. Today, pumping gas into my old car, I stood hatless in the rain, and the whole world went silent. Cars on the wet street sliding past without a sound, the attendant's mouth opening and closing on air. As he walked from pump to pump, his footsteps erased in the rain. Nothing but the tiny numbers in their square windows rolling by my shoulder, the unstoppable seconds gliding by as I stood at the chevron, balanced evenly on my 2 feet, a gas nozzle gripped in my hand, my hair gathering rain. And I saw it didn't matter who had loved me or who I loved. I was alone. The black oily asphalt, the slick beauty of the Iranian attendant, the thickening clouds, nothing was mine. And I understood finally, after a semester of philosophy, 1,000 books of poetry, after death and childbirth and the startled cries of men who called out my name as they entered me, I finally believed I was alone. Felt it in my actual visceral heart, heard it echo like a thin bell. And the sounds came back, the slish of tires and footsteps, all the delicate cargo they carried saying thank you and yes. So I paid and climbed into my car as if nothing had happened, as if everything mattered. What else could I do? I drove to the grocery store and bought wheat bread and milk, a candy bar wrapped in gold foil, smiled at the teenage cashier with a pimpled face and the plastic nameplate pinned above her small breast, and knew her secret, her sweet fear, little bird, little darling. She handed me my change, my brown bag, a torn receipt, pushed the cash drawer in with her hip, and smiled back.